How long did I sit on the stairs after reading the letter? I don't know, for I was spellbound. There is something about words. In expert hands manipulated deftly, they take you prisoner, wind themselves around your limbs like spider silk, and when you are so enthralled you cannot move, they pierce your skin, enter your blood, numb your thoughts. Inside you they work their magic. When, after a long time, I at last woke up to myself, I could only guess what had been going on in the darkness of my unconsciousness. What had the letter done to me? I knew very little about Vida Winter. I was aware naturally of the various epithets that usually came attached to her name. England's best love writer, our century's Dickens, the world's most famous living author, and so on. 56 books published in 56 years. They are translated into 49 languages. Miss Winter has been named 27 times the most borrowed author from English libraries. 19 feature films have been based on her novels. In terms of statistics, the figure that might have interested me the most as I sat there at the bottom of the stairs was 22. This was the number of biographers who, for want of information or lack of encouragement, or after inducements or threats from Miss Winter herself, had been persuaded to give up trying to discover the truth about her. But I knew none of this then. I only knew one statistic, and it was one that seemed relevant. How many books by Vida Winter had I, Margaret Lee, read? None. I shivered on the stairs, yawned and stretched. Returning to myself, I found that my thoughts had been rearranged in my absence. Two items in particular had been selected out of the unheeded detritus that is my memory and placed for my attention. The first was a little scene involving my father and taking place in the shop. A box of books we are unpacking from a private library clearance includes a number of Vida Winters. At the shop we don't deal in contemporary fiction. I'll take them to the charity shop in my lunch hour, I say, and leave them on the side of the desk. But before the morning is out, three of the four books are sold. After lunch, when we have finished the unpacking and the cataloguing and the shelving, and we have no customers, we sit reading as usual. It is late autumn. It is raining, and the windows have misted up. In the background is the hiss of the gas heater. We hear the sound without hearing it, for side by side, together and miles apart, we are deep in our books. "Shall I make tea?" I ask, surfacing. No answer. I make tea all the same and put a cup next to him on the desk. An hour later, the untouched tea is cold. I make a fresh pot and put another steaming cup beside him on the desk. He is oblivious to my every movement. Gently, I tilt the volume in his hand so that I can see the cover. It is the fourth Vida Winter. I return the book to its original position and study my father's face. He cannot hear me. He cannot see me. He is in another world, and I am a ghost. That was the first memory.